I remember a story my mom, well, my mom still says it to this day, and she's not really big on complaints or excuses, period. Mm-hmm. And she raised me, and she still says it to this day. If you have a problem with something and you're going to complain about it, go ahead, get it out. But let that be the last time. Either learn how to love it or figure out how to fix it.
Stephanie Johnson, candidate for a seat on the Athens-Clarke County Commission, running in District 6. Jesse Houle, the incumbent there and not running for another term, is Jesse Houle. Stephanie Johnson, I tossed her hat in the ring some months ago, qualified, I guess last month, was candidate qualifying out there on the campaign trail and getting, as we have said, a little sideways with a member of the Athens media community. Chris Dowd is the fellow's name. If you don't know him, you possibly know his website and certainly his Twitter feed, his X account, Athens Politics Nerd, is at his very informative website, very informative work on Twitter, a lot of videos. He shows up at forums and such and meetings and such, and one of those folks who covers local politics and local government affairs and does a good job at it. Stephanie Johnson, again, out there on the campaign trail. And I'll set the scene as much as I can here. She's running again in District 6 as an Athens-Clarke County Commissioner. You may remember the name Stephanie Maddox. Stephanie Maddox, now Stephanie Maddox Johnson. As Stephanie Maddox, she worked for a time as the Athens-Clarke County Auditor at a job at City Hall, fired from that job. You ask her about it now, and I did just the other night at a candidate's forum. Yeah, I can't talk much about how I came to leave that job because there's pending litigation. I'm finding out now federal litigation, I suppose, along the lines of I don't know, wrongful termination. But in any case, there is talk. You're reading about this in a couple of different places. I think Flagpole, I think Blake has written about this, that Stephanie Johnson, at least considering a temporary restraining order, a restraining order in general, against this fella, Chris Dowd, claiming some measure or other, or alleging some measure or other of harassment. What the nature of that might be, don't know. And where the status of this is, I don't know. So in an effort to find out more of what I don't know, the attorney who's representing Maddox in what may be this wrongful termination lawsuit, Kevin Epps, with us now. Bring us up to speed on at least some of this. And I know you're limited somewhat, Kevin Epps, in what you can say as litigation is pending. But Kevin Epps, in any case, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, from what I can see of what Chris Dowd, an Athens politics nerd, has done, he's not doing anything any different than I do. Or than Blake does at the Flagpole, Blake Ott, or anybody else at the Banner Herald who covers this local stuff. You encounter the candidate, you cover the candidate. The candidate said this in response to that. I asked the candidate a question. That's me doing my job. That's Chris Dowd doing his. She's not, to my knowledge, looking for a restraining order on me. What's her problem with Chris Dowd?
Yeah, and I completely understand the right of both you, Tim, and Chris, and Flagpole to be able to speak to Stephanie. But the issue that we have with him is what he's doing on an individual level. And, you know, Tim, I've never known you or any member of the press to send to a individual candidate's personal email Google links with personal information on an unwanted, unsolicited. And this was only after a long history, long before Stephanie had been running for a candidate with Mr. Dodd, where he had been publicly attacking her and defaming her and saying just false accusations about her for years. He had been warned about this conduct. He had been warned about his statements. She had even offered to meet with Mr. Dodd to try to clear the air, which he declined. And so before we sent this letter, Tim, unlike another situation where this is a one-off, we had a history of Mr. Dodd and his contact with Stephanie, which we categorized and came to the conclusion that the last straw was this unwanted communication that he sent to her, to her personal email, that rose to the level of cease and desist this. But I want to say something very clear about this, Tim. In no way is Stephanie saying to Mr. Dodd or the Flagpole that he cannot cover her campaign. We would welcome good professional reporting on their part.
All right, let me and again, you're the lawyer here, so I'll lean on you for definition of terms. Unwanted communication. I'd be in prison by now. The roster of unwanted emails and phone calls I've made to folks over the years, I don't know that they're wanted or not, nor do I particularly care. I know that I have a job to do, and I'm going to call and make the call or send the email and let those chips fall where they may. Legally, though, how do we define unwanted, and why is it a problem?
Well, it goes a little bit further than that, right? Under the statute, Tim, it's not just that the contact is unwanted. I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that would see from the press communication and say, boy, that's unwanted. I don't want to talk to them. But it's for what the intent is behind it. If it's unwanted for the purposes of harassing someone, then it gets to the level that then that rises to the level of a potential TRO. Also, Tim, here's the other thing that's very important of all this. Is that they created a narrative in that article that this TRO solely was to deal with this harassing conduct. It's also the fact that he is making extreme defamatory comments and opinions out there that are just not supported by fact. And she has the right to seek a TRO to stop that behavior. And interesting enough that even after this letter, that he has continued to go on and make very, very defamatory comments against Stephanie in the press, in the public, on his personal blog, that I can assure you, as one that's being part of the federal litigation, that he's just totally wrong.
All right, let me quickly, because we need to move on here, but they strike me as two different things. It's one thing for me to be harassing you to the point where you seek a restraining order against me. It's something else for me to go and post online or say into a radio microphone things that may be defamatory and rise to the level of slander or libel, as the case may be. Those are slander, libel, harassment. Those are different things legally.
Yeah, they're definitely, you got to cocoon them into each one, but if you take the totality of his actions, I can promise you, Tim, that even though he says that I have not or Stephanie has not said specific instances, if this rises to the level that this has to be brought to the court, we don't throw that into the courtroom lightly. There will be very specific instances laid out in the pleading of both of those things occurring by Mr. Dodd.
Kevin Epps with us here. I mentioned you're the attorney with Stephanie Johnson, Stephanie Maddox Johnson, and the possibility anyway, or you tell me where we are with this, federal litigation that deals with her termination from her job as the Athens-Clarke County Government Auditor. What are we talking here, wrongful termination?
That if there is that claim inside the action, and what the only thing that I can say at this point, Tim, without I can't go into any specifics about it, but what I can say is the claims have been resolved.
So we're not going to be looking then at the inside of a courtroom as far as this is concerned?
You will not.
So there is a bit of news this morning. Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. And work that into the conversation, Kevin Epps, about our district attorney, Deborah Gonzalez. You have any number of concerns, and we voiced many of them quickly here. What's the latest? And I know you got a long list of them. What's your latest issue with Deborah Gonzalez, the DA?
It's probably to this date one of the things that really personally with the father of a small little girl, something that has absolutely infuriated me. Yesterday, Ms. Gonzalez posted on her social media that it's National Child Abuse Awareness, and she asked everyone to wear blue on Friday in order to do so. Tim, she is telling the public one thing, and she is doing another. This past month, she has let off two extreme child abusers out of both jail and out of charges because her office has failed to do her job. And I'm going to encourage everybody that's listening to this to go to lawsuitagainstda.com to read the great details about this. But let me just put it in this context. In Oconee County, we had a gentleman by the name of Gerald Fleming, 10 counts of sexual exploitation of children. And what that means is child porn and distributing child porn. He's also wanted because he has serving a sentence on parole, life, for kidnapping in Idaho. He was arrested by the work of the GBI and Oconee County Sheriff on November 7th of 2023. He was denied bond by both the magistrate judge and the Superior Court judge, and Ms. Gonzalez failed to indict this gentleman within 90 days. You have to ask the question, why? Because she doesn't have the people to do it. And that failure to indict him caused him to be granted a bond on March 24th, 2024. This gentleman, even though the judge noted that he didn't want to do this, he had no choice because she did not indict him. In Athens-Clarke County, State of Georgia versus Christopher David, this is a gentleman that was charged with child molestation. The case was absolutely dismissed because they failed to even file the necessary documents in the court to get this prosecution going. And the court noted that because the prosecutor had willfully failed to do anything in this case, that this child molester is out on the street. And so I'm telling everybody that's listening to you, Tim, she's saying one thing and doing another. So here's my comment to Ms. Gonzalez.
Make it really quick.
You want to ask everybody to wear blue on Friday? How about you wear orange, Ms. Gonzalez, for all the convicts that you're letting out that are dangerous to these children? Be
Kevin
honest
Epps,
with the public.
Got to leave it there. Thanks so much for your time this morning, 727. Classics of today, the briefest of breaks, bottom of the hour news. Come back, the really important stuff. Hawks are suddenly a hot basketball team, and we'll hear from the coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Classics of today, WGAU.